Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Time to chat about my chickens. Now, don't be fooled by the upbeat and happy music. This is a therapy session for me.
Well, it is exciting so far because I just love chicken chat. I'm so happy to have it back. But you say it comes at a price.
It does come at a price. So our chickens are doing pretty well. They're going okay. But Monday night, Corbin, my lovely fiance, went out once I'd gone to bed and did like the monthly check that we do of the chickens to make sure there's no injuries or ailments, and also to check for mites and lice because that is a genuine concern when it comes to chickens.
You're a good chicken mum. You take care of them.
We try to do our best. Unfortunately, though, Corbin came back inside and said to me, look, it looks like we've got the early stages of lice. We need to do something about it, which, like, again, it's very normal. Like, I know plenty of people had chickens. They've dunked them. There's all different types of treatments. But I rang the vets and they're like, yep, that's cool. We've got a spray in. Just come grab the spray. Spray your chickens. Bob's your uncle. So yesterday afternoon, after work, I went into the chicken coop, cleaned out the chicken coop, sprayed it all down, put the bedding back in. And then when Corbin got home, we had to go down and spray the chickens.
Right.
Which is fine. I'm already getting...
So no alarm bells yet.
No alarm bells yet, but I am getting sweaty. So, so we went down and I can't wrangle chickens. Like, that's just not in my thing. So Corbin had to hold the chickens, which means that I had to go through the feathers and spray through. Now, side note but relevant, I have a thing called trypophobia. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's quite a common thing. It's a fear or adversity to small clusters of holes. Right?
Right. I've talked about this because I'm fascinated by it, but it has to be like organic little puckering of...
Yeah, generally organic stuff, right? So I'm going through the chicken's feathers, and with lice, sometimes they have like little eggs. And at the bottom of one of the feathers, I found a little cluster of lice eggs.
Cluster of little round small dots.
Yes. That's exactly what happened.
I shouldn't laugh.
I'm actually sweating as we're talking about this. I didn't realise I had it this bad, but this messed with me. So I'm trying to be the good chook mum. Corbin's holding it. It was the rooster too. So this thing was not happy. I'm pulling off like the lice and spraying to give him a full thorough clean. It is removed now, but I was done for the night. Because I'm a fear freezer as well. So once the like immediate problem was solved, Corbin had to like walk me back to the house. I stripped off in the laundry, put the temperature, because we've got a gas hot water system where you can choose your temperature, 45 degrees, had it on hot, and I just turned lobster red. I washed my hair 3 times. And I'm still all morning, anytime I think about it, I woke up in the middle of the night seeing it. And every time I think about it, I don't feel good. So if you see me out and about today and I have a horrible look on my face, I'm just trying not to pass out or vomit. Like, simple as that.
Oh, Brooke.
Oh, I didn't realise I had it so bad. Hopefully there's somebody out there who's the same. Let us know. 0427-MAGIC3. Chickens, fine. Living a happy life now. They're clean. They're done. Me, scarred forever.
Give me a call next time. I'm sure I can do something.
Thanks, Bob.